from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
I just got a DM from Jimmy in Europe on the cruise. I have no better way to start the show than this. This is Jimmy. Man, I got to know what's going through his head at times. This is what Jimmy, our associate producer, has DM'd me right as the show is beginning right now. He's on a European cruise.
Yeah.
But he knows the show is beginning right now, and he's locked in. This is going to be a bold statement that you can mention on the show. The Florida Panthers will win tonight. I've got the guts. Cats in six, baby. You see why I didn't wait till later in the show to share that with you. Because it is so bold.
He knows what time it is in Miami when he's
in
Europe.
It's adorable. It's adorable.
It's not
God
adorable.
Bless Jimmy.
It's sad.
I absolutely love Jimmy. And he has come out with a bold statement to start the show. So now I'll turn it to you guys. Crowder, give us a bold statement regarding tonight's Panthers game. Go ahead. Floor is yours.
Bob's going to have a shutout.
Oh, that is a bold statement. And that happens to be, sounds insane too, but that's a bold statement.
You say mild. That is
bold. Yeah, that is bold. Solana, you can't outbold that, can you?
Skinner is going to have a shutout.
I hate you.
Man, we're coming from all different directions on this one. Gut check. Let's do a gut check. You got the guts, Crowder? Jimmy's got the guts. You got the guts?
I have the guts.
I kind of feel like the Panthers are going to win tonight. I think I have the guts. Solana, no guts?
No, I'm sorry. I want to, and I hope I'm wrong. Everybody crush me. You guys crush me if I'm wrong tonight. I think this is going 7. I think we'll be at Amerant Bank Arena on Monday night.
You're a family from Edmonton or something?
No, I'm just, I call it like I see it, brother. I mean, what do you want?
We will do the show from the Amerant Bank Arena on Monday if things do not go well tonight. That's all I'm telling you. You can hear the game tonight right here on 560 WQAM. Anybody watching this Hawk Tua?
I've seen it.
Because I'm Hawk. Mm-hmm. We talk about Tua. I feel like there might be something, you know, if you want to make a big opening for when we're talking Tua with the Hawk Tua.
Can you play the rest of it?
Because I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. You know.
And are you familiar with the Hawk Tua?
I've lived some life.
Yeah, I've. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you?
Solana doesn't even know what she's talking about.
Now, can we start from the beginning? Explain this to me.
So J.J. Redick is the Lakers coach, and Josh Giddey goes to the Bulls in exchange for my guy, Alex Caruso. We got hockey tonight. We're going to keep our eye on a Tua contract. It's got to happen at some point. And when it does, Hawk Tua, we will talk about it.
We could get that dropped.
That's all I'm saying. Listen, if you want to take it in a different direction, Solana, you're a creep. I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
I like it.
I bet. No, no, because we like Tua talk.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
I'm a Tua fan. You my bro. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm playing Hawk Tua.
Yeah. Well, that old creep there is talking about.
Got to throw that thing. Hawk Tua. You got to throw that
You're in
thing.
Dallas?
Dallas, Texas, yes.
What are you doing in Dallas? Can you share?
Yes, we're coming to talk to a big-time free agent.
Tim Hardaway Jr. Tell him I say hello and give him my regards.
he's still putting up shots.
I'm very excited to watch that episode of The Pivot. Please bring me up. Big fan. Are you going to go to Papa Doe or Whataburger? Any of the regular stops in Dallas?
Actually, I didn't know till after the show last night that I'm coming to Dallas today. So it was just like, get packed. You have a 6 a.m. flight. Oh, but wow. Before the show, you did remind me that this is the home of Papa Doe.
Yeah.
So I think we get through recording tonight around 8 or 9, and I'm going to go get me a Papa Doe run.
That is our joint. Yes. Love a little Papa Doe. All right. Well, let's do headlines here for the 2 o'clock hour. So we have a good show. Obviously you have a game tonight. You're going to hear it here. We're going to check in with Mike Cugno. He is in Edmonton. We'll hear what he has to say. And, we will talk today with Josh Appel. He's here in South Florida. He'll be headed to the Marlins game, but, this is a big night for him. Long time Panthers fan.
Or long's time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Long's time. Man, he's long's time Panthers fan. Duster Hustable. Nah, Jack. I'm watching Udonis now on SportsCenter, too. He's been making the rounds today. He is beating that 305 chest, man.
Yeah.
I was looking at Twitter. You know, you're sitting on the plane, and there are so many reports that Jimmy's gone.
I saw someone on, I think it was NBA Live last night, they asked for bold statements at the beginning of the show. I forget who it was. And he said, it was on ESPN, he said, Jimmy is done in Miami. That was his bold statement.
It was, and it wasn't, you know, any top-notch person. I was just looking through, you see picture of Jimmy, you stop and read the article. And it's a number of people, because I see Solano curl his little face up. It's a number of people that are saying Jimmy might be traded. 35, a lot of miles on him. Big contract. He might be traded.
Nobody's saying that he'll be traded, by the way. Like, Howard Beck had to make a bold statement, and he made a bold statement. But it's
Is it Howard Beck?
Yeah, but it's an easy...
I take it back, then. Guy's a bum.
Wow.
I like Howard Beck.
Me too. I love Howard Beck. But, like, it's an easy route to take when you're trying to make a bold statement. Let's look around the league for aging superstars. Jimmy Butler, he has that stigma of being an issue in the locker room. Oh, he's not getting the extension by Miami. Oh, he'll cause a ruckus. Like, nobody knows that for sure. Nothing's happened. So any reports, any statements are bogus right now, Crowder.
Watching the Celtics parade right now. Highlights of that on ESPN. Jaylen Brown is wearing a T-shirt that just says "State Your Sources," directed right at Stephen A. Smith. Conan O'Brien is on one of the buses.
Why?
Bostonian, Irish.
Is he?
O'Brien?
I know he's. I know he's Irish, but he's a Bostonian.
Well, he went to Harvard. Isn't that in Boston?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You ever been to Harvard?
I have been to Harvard. They didn't let me near the place.
Oh, it's like a different world, though. I just drove through. I was never going to Harvard, but like the campus and all, like the area, it's weird how different it is than everywhere else around it. It's like a little, like you're walking into
a little
something.
Cut out there. And then when you get out, you're at the bar, and then all of a sudden it's Good Will Hunting. You know, it's a mix of the Southeast and the Harvardites.
Nah, you get that same feeling, though. You walk or you drive right through the entrance to FIU. I mean, you get that feeling as well, Crowder. Right off Calle Ocho, right off A Street. Make a right.
A Street.
It's just a school. Who cares about that stupid school? Just a school.
They're showing Udonis's favorite championship parade memory right now on ESPN. They are leaning into UD, huh?
UD does good on TV. I told him.
He's very good.
Yes. Yeah. Personable. Yeah, yeah, man. I texted him and told him. I was like, UD, man, you're doing your thing.
It is funny, though. It's funny, though, because yesterday I saw this guy, Alan Hand, who I've never heard of. He said something along the lines on Get Up, I think, that Jimmy Butler's gone, that he won't be there next year. And then UD had to, like, restrain himself. He couldn't say what he wanted to say. He's like, I can't comment on that. Greeny was asking him, can you comment on this? We're going to get you in trouble. But then today he's like, F it. Like, I'm commenting on everything. Because he essentially said Jimmy Butler is staying in Miami.
Because he doesn't want to run afoul of Pat Riley. Yeah. I don't think that there's any danger of him saying something where the league says that's tampering or whatever. Like, he wants to be a good soldier. He's always been a good soldier. So I'm talking about J.J. Redick. And talking about, hey, back in the day, like, we were good soldiers. Coach said this, we did that, if he earned our respect. And he's like, now with J.J. Redick, like, you've got to be able to talk with the guys. And if you can't relate with the guys, they're more powerful than you. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, it's a whole different thing. But, yeah, I think UD, you know, old school mindset, he's like, he doesn't want to be called into Riley's office and say, you can't be doing that. Because I think he really enjoys doing the TV stuff. But I think when the season comes around, he will enjoy being part of the Heat and the front office. So,
and if Jimmy, if there is talks, if other teams are looking into Jimmy, UD's not going to say anything about that either. So both sides of it.
Right.
If he's not leaving, if he is leaving, UD's going to say the same thing. He said it this morning. I haven't heard anything about him leaving, so everybody on the outside doesn't know anything. Yeah, you might not know anything either, UD. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah, I would say, like, if Riley's working on something, I don't think he's bouncing it off UD. He's not there for personnel decisions. I'm being honest. Like, no, he's not there for personnel decisions.
100%.
Yeah.
But he's still considered front office. Like, this isn't somebody who should be out there talking about the inner conversations of the Miami Heat front office. No?
I don't think he's privy to the inner conversations.
Solana.
I disagree.
You think Pat runs trades by you?
No.
I love UD.
Don't twist what I'm saying. I'm not telling you Pat Riley runs decisions by Udonis Haslem, but is UD aware of the decisions that are going to be made? I believe he is.
I don't believe he is at all.
I don't think so either.
All right. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Game 6 tonight, 8 p.m. You can listen to the game right here on 560 WQAM. Saw Jason Tatum take a shot at the Heat, by the way.
So was he saying that they're easy to get through or it's easy to get to Miami to party?
He's saying the Heat, the trips to Miami are always easy.
In other words, though, because he was being asked by Scalabrine, hey, you guys were in Miami partying. Was he? So what I didn't, because everyone was outraged, but I wasn't certain if he meant it the way that outraged people.
Maybe a little double entendre on
probably.
It. Yeah, a little cute, but it's an easy
double
flight.
Entree. Double entree and an appetizer.
it's an easy flight, but it's easy to be down, an easy trip.
Yeah, no, he was specifically asked. We can play the audio later, but he was specifically asked by we could play it now by Scalabrini. He's like,
I don't want to play it now. I'm tired of the Celtic stuff already and the Heat. I mean, what are we doing here? We got a Panthers game 6 tonight.
All right, Panthers Oilers tonight 8 p.m. We'll get back to that.
You did that story already.
Any
too.
Other thoughts?
Oh my God, what's coming next? Copa America.
Oh, he's gonna say something about it.
Actually, no, your boy Alex Caruso. He's gone from Chicago.
Yeah. Josh, I don't understand that trade, but
for the Bulls?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. It feels like they could have gotten way more than just Josh Giddey.
Weird. Like nothing else thrown in. Nothing. That never happens. Very strange.
Maybe they wanted to get younger.
P. Giddey.
No Giddey. He had a little kerfuffle with the law too.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. I thought we were doing double entendres here.
Oh man, he went over my head. I thought
when
I was
you said they want to get younger. That's what I thought you were talking about.
I was clever.
So you weren't doing double entendres.
Hey Hawk, can you wear a headband like Alex Caruso one day?
I'll do it every day if you guys sign off on it.
He got that little baby bird fluff hanging on.
He's got that thick headband.
It's a twin bed sheet wrapped around his head.
He's a baller though, man. He's a baller. You could pull off that thick ass headband if you're a baller.
That is true.
Yeah.
He's good. That's why I didn't understand the trade.
Yeah. No. We used to mess with
I watched this montage on Twitter yesterday of Josh Giddey, best passer in the league. It is, I mean, one awful pass after another, one telegraph pass after another. Really funny. I don't understand the trade, but obviously, I do think obviously he is younger.
Yeah.
And they need to do something in Chicago because they're a perennial disappointment. But I do feel like what Solana said, where feel like you could have gotten more for Alex Caruso.
Yeah. Especially the amount of picks that Oklahoma City has. I mean, they've stockpiled all the picks in the NBA. Sam Presti literally has every single draft pick available to him. And all you got back was Josh Giddey. But it is interesting to me that you think Chicago has to do something considering they have the greatest player in the NBA, according to you two, DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, they need to surround him with some pieces.
Yeah. DeRozan and Giddey? Ooh.
I mean, there's Vucevic.
Hey, any
that
of you guys
getting big. That perk ain't a vegetarian anymore.
Yeah, that lasts about a day and a half. The one day that we had him on.
That perk's little camera box be tight on his face.
He's eating good, man. Hey,
did you see Brian Daboll from the New York Giants?
No, what happened?
Head coach, they had a Giants event last night. He's down about 100 pounds. Like,
really?
Sharp. Looks sharp.
And he's tiny, too. He's about 5'1".
But he was big, remember?
Yeah, he was a little bowling ball.
Yep.
Oh, wow. He is dead.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. Does that take away from his, like, coaching prowess?
Oh, yeah, he's a bum now.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah, happens with comedians, happens with coaches. Yep. Certain positions or certain people, they just need to be fat. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Mike McDaniel's not fat.
No. Certain people. You get to know them that way. That's who they are. Let me give you an example.
Star Jones.
Brought Star Jones up again, huh? 2 Star Jones references in 1 week in 2024. First one caught me off guard. Now I'm ready for it.
Oprah. Oprah lost a bunch of weight.
Well, she lost a bunch of weight.
But she's been up and down for years.
Right. At Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson's super thin right now. Her talk show's no good anymore.
Adele.
Adele. Ooh. She lost a lot of weight. Can't sing. She stinks.
Oh. Adele could go now.
He's right, though. Like Jonah Hill. I like Jonah Hill. Great actor.
I watched War Dogs last night.
Oh, so good.
This is one of the best movies. I was thinking this last night. Is that a top 10 movie of all time? Of all time.
Huck, when you say of all time, it just pushes the limit a little bit.
Top 20 movie of all time?
It could jump
the
in
The use
20.
Of music in the movie, the way that it is done, and Jonah Hill's performance.
Yep.
Jonah Hill has never been the same since he lost weight.
And knowing it's true.
Weirdo. I know, it was true as well.
That's the crazy part is that it's true.
Oh, that yeah. movie is so good. It's not even in the conversation for a top 10 all-time movie?
10, that's tough, huh?
Yeah.
The thing is, I love War Dogs, but nobody talks about War Dogs that way.
They should.
I agree with that, but nobody talks about it
that way. Up there with some of the best... I mean, it's not a war movie per se. I don't know what it is. They call it a comedy, which is weird. It won an award for best comedy. That I don't understand.
Comedic actors, is that their names? I think they need to be heavy. Like Chris, right. A skinny Chris Farley, half his jokes are gone.
Right. Wouldn't be funny.
I'll ride with you on that.
Just think about it. Like Rex Ryan. Had he lost 250 pounds, but while he was on the sidelines, all the cutesy stuff he would do, it just wouldn't hit the same. Andy Reid. Imagine if Andy Reid lost, well, he'd have to lose
right.
450, but imagine if he did. You know, like all the cheeseburger jokes, it wouldn't be as funny.
Right.
Lose a lot of content.
You just lose some of your being.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I meant more figuratively.
I'm going to think of somebody that got skinny.
Somebody just texted in, Ruben Studdard. Lost weight. No one knows where he is now.
Can't even sing anymore.
Where'd he go? Velvet Teddy Bear. The Velvet Teddy Bear. You know Ruben Studdard, Solana?
No idea. Looking him up.
Well, you won't find him. He lost weight. Disappeared.
He was the next big singer, and then he was a little singer.
He won American Idol or came in second, yeah. Dude, first or second.
I'm going to think of somebody that got skinny and successful. Solana. See that little baby picture?
Clay Ferrero.
Ferrero.
Damn. Yeah.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
It's Bosa. It's Big Bosa. Bosa's it.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I was asking Solana Crowder, would you bet? Someone texted in and said, bet Edmonton. That way, if they win, you get some money. And if they lose, then the Panthers won. I was saying I never subscribe to that style of betting because if my team loses, I don't want to be happy. And if I had money on Edmonton and they won, I'd be happy. I don't want to feel happiness tonight if the Panthers lose. And I just want to root for my team and my money.
Yeah. No, I always bet with my mind, not my heart, because it's my money.
With my heart.
Yeah, I bet with my soul. Like, I won't bet on my team if I think they're going to lose. Like when the Patriots,
but you won't bet against them. Dolphins.
But no, but I wouldn't bet to try to make money even if my team loses. I just if it's my money, I'm betting to win more money. I don't care. I don't give a damn who's playing.
Mr. 305,
Dolly.
I bless Dolly.
Dale.
Thank you, European Jimmy.
You're welcome. Vamos got those mother...
He is ready to go what tonight. Over? He is shot out of a cannon. Will he be able to watch tonight, Solana? Do you know where he is on his...
He's in Mallorca today. He's in Mallorca.
No way. No way.
No, I don't think
so. Well, he watched the other game because he was DMing me during the game.
But he wasn't on the cruise. He wasn't on the cruise for that other game.
Something online. Is there some app or something you can have? I'm sure somewhere has it online.
No, because it's going to be – the game starts at 8 here. That's, what, 2 in the morning? And
right.
He's on a cruise ship that left one port sailing to another. So he's in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea.
Mm.
At 2 in the morning? No shot he's watching this game.
Do they have Wi-Fi on cruise ships?
Yeah, but I don't think you can stream stuff.
They do, although it's getting a lot better now with like Starlink. Like it's sure. like you're because it used to be the cruise ship Wi-Fi was comically bad.
I was gonna say because I haven't taken a cruise in probably 10 years, but when you start seeing the land leave, your reception's gonna leave.
Yeah,
you'll never talk
to anybody.
It used
to be comically bad. These it was like you know $30 a day for the Wi-Fi, mm-hmm. and you'd have that day at sea.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., you'd get one email. You could check one email.
Just throw you a little something. They were still the pay to call thing when I was on the cruise ship last time. You had to
I remember them. Going on cruises. Remember when you would pull into a port and you would go to one of those internet cafes?
Yeah.
Yep.
So that you could check your email and stuff. That's crazy.
I'm telling you, when me and my wife got together before we were married, we cruised our tails off. And then at one point, we were sitting on one of these Star of the Sea or Galaxy of the Oceans, and we were like, this isn't very fun.
Nah, man. You're missing out because cruise ships
bingo?
Have just... Cruise ship, first of all, don't disrespect bingo. I told you yesterday it's the best thing in the world. Second of all, if you thought cruise ships were cool 10, 15 years ago, you should see the cruise I'm going on in August, Allure of the Seas on Royal Caribbean. When I tell you, it's like an entire city. I mean, these cruise ships are 10 times in size.
But this is what everyone says. This to me has, it smells of Epcot to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I want to go to a pseudo city, I can go to Meisner Park. But I can leave whenever I want.
But, yeah. No. So what do you guys do? You guys don't leave Broward County?
Listen to me.
You don't leave West Palm or Broward County?
Listen to me.
What?
Listen to me. I can go to Meisner Park. Oh, they have a little bowling alley. Go on this Allure of the Seas. Oh, they have a little bowling alley. Oh, I can go to Meisner Park. They have a little pizzeria. Guess what they have on the Allure? Oh, it's a little pizzeria. Oh, you know what they have there? Rock climbing. But you know what? It's all kids. What am I? I'm going to wait in line. I'm a 54-year-old adult. Now I got to do rock climbing, and it's like a little mini rock climbing. Oh, guess what? They have a basketball net there. Oh, guess what we have in Boca? A basketball net. So you say, you go, but all this stuff is floating. Yeah. So
seriously,
now,
man,
I love.
You guys,
no.
You guys
I love pulling
wild,
into another
man.
Port. I love being in a different city, different country, day by day. Like, I'm with that. I like that part of it. But when you go, oh, it's like a floating city. It was like, okay, but that's Town Center Mall. Like, I like going to Town Center Mall. I can come and go as I please. Like, I don't need to float in Town Center Mall.
Based on everything you guys say, there's no reason to leave Davie. No reason to leave... West
no,
Palm.
That's not true.
Broward County and no. West Palm Beach County
well, if you
are the
me,
only two places in the world
me,
anybody
no,
should go.
No, that's not true. If you said to me, here's why I love cruising, because one day I wake up in Mallorca, wherever it is. Next day I wake up in Santorini. The next day, if you say that, I go, I'm with you. This is why I love cruising. Here I am. I'm in Cozumel. Oh, look at me. I'm on a private island that Disney owns, and it's a little creepy, but here I am. No one else is here. Oh, look at me. I'm in Aruba, and it's day by day. If you said that, what you said was, it's like a mall.
No, I said it's like a city. It's like another city on a
you
boat.
You meant a mall.
And you know what? I don't really care about the cities or the ports I'm getting off in. Hey, Nassau, you're beautiful. Seen you 30 times. I'm good. You know what I want? I want to be able to wake up and get a mojito at 7:30 in the morning and Nestor is going to make it for me behind the bar. And then at 8:30, guess what? I want another mojito. 8:30 in the morning while I'm doing an all-you-can-eat buffet, which I don't have to pay for because I've already paid for it. The entire cruise is paid
for. You didn't pay for it.
No, I mean everything. Secret. And guess what? Guess what? I'm
go
sitting
to the Lowe's. The Lowe's sale.
I was just going to say, no, say the
that.
Same thing.
Can't do that.
Go to that, no. that place that I went in, what was it, like Key Largo or something? That all-inclusive bungalows that I did.
The bungalows.
Oh, time of my life.
Yeah, eight times
anytime
the price.
Mojito,
eight times the price.
Get a mojito. Anytime I wanted somebody to make me a waffle, make me a waffle. If that's what you're interested in.
Eight times the price than a cruise ship. And guess what? Guess what? I'm sitting at dinner. I don't eat seafood, but I'm ordering the lobster tail. I don't care. It's free. I already paid for it. Bring it out.
Same thing at the bungalow.
Bring it out, that's Garcon.
Solana, you know that's called an all-inclusive.
No, I realize that.
On land.
You cannot compare. I'll be at one in a couple weeks. You cannot compare all-inclusives on land to cruise ships. I'll go to the comedy show. Oh, let me walk over to the pizza parlor, get free pizza. Oh, let me walk over back to the bar, get me another mojito. Oh, let me go ice skating. Let me go rock climbing. Let me go shoot some hoops. Mini golf on the cruise ship. Are you kidding me? I mean, it
but
is.
You've just named like five things that are
fantastic.
Terrible, first of all. And like the pizza on the cruise ships, let's be honest here. The late night pizza on the cruise ship, I mean, that's just swill. Like the even the free ice cream. Like if you say, hey, free ice cream cone machine, you know, 19 different stations throughout the ship. I'm with you on that, even though it's not even very good ice cream. But I mean, let's call it what it is. Like you're vacationing in a mall and you're paying for a lot of things that you're not going to use.
And you're kidnapped.
That's right. They're in control of where you are.
I'm kidnapped.
Wait, can you go somewhere you don't want to be?
I don't remember a printed itinerary in the plot of Taken.
Hey, she knew she had to get on that boat at the end if her daddy wasn't coming.
Funny thing is, I happen to like cruising. I just didn't like his answer. Because it is cool to be able to wake up in a different port. But I'm with you. Lori and I had taken a bunch of cruises, and then we're like, but I'll tell you another thing. I don't have time for this because I don't understand these Airbnbs and these Vrbos. I don't get it.
What?
Who the hell doesn't want to stay in a hotel? Why do I want to vacuum at the end of the trip? Why do I want to do the linens? Like, what? I do not understand. Now, if you have young kids, I get it because they do that on the Airbnb commercial. They say you don't have to go to bed if you're sharing a hotel room because it's kids' time for them to go to bed. But if you have an Airbnb, they can go. You can put them to bed. You have like that. I get. I do not understand going to a city that has luxury hotels and going to someone's house and doing their dishes and their laundry.
You don't have to do their dishes and laundry. You just leave.
Nope. You get a bad rating.
No, you leave.
I just rented an Airbnb in Margate on the Jersey Shore because there's no hotels, by the way. I was forced to. There are no hotels on these Jersey Shore towns. You could stay in Atlantic City. But I don't know. I don't want to stay in Atlantic City. It's a pit. So you could stay. So you really could only do an Airbnb or a Vrbo. I rent this place. Hell of a lot of money. I get an email. By the way, don't forget, bring your own bedding. Huh?
What?
They're like, yeah, it's in the listing. You got to bring your own bedding.
That's ridiculous.
So now I got to travel with. But people do this. They love this. Oh, the ticket wizard. He won't stay at any hotel. It's always got to be an Airbnb or whatever. I don't get it. Give me a luxury hotel all day, every day. Hey, Martha, you're here to clean the room? Great. Oh, I have to clean the room and I get a bad grade if I don't? Who's doing this?
My wife, she has Airbnbs. You get your own space.
Right, because there's a lot of idiots out there.
It's your own space. You have a kitchen, refrigerator. If you're staying 2 days.
Sounds like a hotel.
If you're staying 1 or 2 days, I would say hotel. But if you're staying somewhere a week and a half, you don't want to be piled up in that same room for a week and a half.
Stay at a Residence Inn by Marriott. And good to go.
No.
Crowder, I don't understand the love affair with these places.
Crowder, the reason why people stay at Airbnb is because it's cheaper, especially if you're traveling in a group. That's
but
the
they're
only,
not anymore. That's
they're not.
The thing.
I agree. And
they
hey,
used to be.
Hey, you can only check in between 12 and 1:30, and there's a lockbox. And here's the code for the lockbox.
It may work, but if it doesn't work, here's the number of my aunt who lives three towns down. Mm-hmm. And if she's not working at the Denny's, she'll come. She'll pop open the back window for you. You can climb in that way.
Who was running y'all Airbnb?
It used to be the Airbnbs. They were like, oh, $20 a night. Sure, I'll stay there. Now, all of a sudden, they're $700 a night. And here's a deposit for the cooking. You got to bring a vacuum. Yeah, it's like, bring bounce sheets. Like, we're grading you now. We're grading you. I'm being tested as a maid.
Hey, Hawk, and here's another cutesy little thing that Airbnb added. Super hosts. So before you just had hosts, you had verified hosts. Now everybody's a super host. Look, super host. And you get there, and there's a dead squirrel in the middle of the lobby. But it doesn't matter. You're a super host anyway.
There's three cameras in the ceiling watching every move that you make.
Asia's a super host.
Of course she is. There's no one who isn't a super host. Everybody's a super host.
And you honestly, you don't have to. You have to have a lady that comes and cleans up just like a hotel room. You got to be out by 11, and the next person checks in at 4.
No, it's everything is on you.
Everything's on you.
I just rented an Airbnb,
I said to the Ticket Wizard,
can you believe this Airbnb? I've got to bring my own linens. He goes, oh, most of them you have to bring your own linens.
I got to call Barry. What's Barry doing?
Because I DM the guy and I go, I really have to bring my own linens? He's like, yeah, we weren't having much cooperation from the guests because when you check out, we would ask you to put all the linens in the washing machine to wash them for the next guests who are coming. And we weren't getting a lot of cooperation. Well, I can't imagine why you weren't getting a lot of cooperation. I'm staying here. I'd like someone to do the linens for me. But now everyone, I got to get this Airbnb. Why would I stay at a hotel that's going to put a mint on the pillow when I can do the dishes and vacuum the floor?
I've actually flipped a couple of my wife's Airbnbs where I go down and I clean the linens and I put them back on the beds and I clean the dishes, put them back in there, wipe down everything before the next guest comes.
Mm-hmm.
Has he become a super host?
Mm-hmm. Big scam.
I'm with you on this one, Hawk, because I've stayed in Airbnb
hotel. It's the craziest thing.
You get to the Airbnb.
Oh, yeah. One bathroom. I have IBS. Now, what do the Asian and the kids do? They got to go to the lobby? Like, one bathroom, one shower. We're taking turns in one shower over and over and over. Come on, man. Hotels are not better than Airbnb.
There hasn't been one Airbnb ever that has that waffle maker that these hotels have with the continental breakfast. There's nothing, because the idea is save money and, I want to experience the city like I'm living there. So let me get an Airbnb. Let me get a home so I can experience the city like I'm living there. Hey, give me that damn continental breakfast with the waffle maker at any hotel.
Every day, all day. A whole row of little mini cereal boxes. Let me try some of the Fruit Loops. Let me try some of the Special K. Hey, guess what they have at the Airbnb? Nothing. Go shopping. Huh?
Yeah.
So you're telling me I could stay at a place, they're going to put out cereal boxes for me every morning and some cheese Danish and make a waffle if I want. Or I can go to a place, and when I get to town, first stop, Winn-Dixie. Oh, that sounds like fun.
So you're calling, what is a luxury hotel to you? Because the
any hotel that does not hand me a plunger when I tell them, like you did, that the toilet was stopped up.
You're talking about a Holiday Inn Express.
That's fine. That's better than an Airbnb.
No, because luxury, like the Lowe's, the Standard, the Hotel One, they don't have no damn cereal boxes. You got to pay for everything you eat there, too.
Ridiculous.
Hotels on the beach have cereal boxes laying on the counter. No way. We stay there. My wife drags me down there all the time.
They got them everywhere.
We go there together.
You're in a hotel right now, Crowder.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to, you go downstairs.
Go downstairs. There's a vending machine. Mm-hmm. I can tell you this. Talk.
You just said bartender. Pay. Vending machine, pay.
That's right. I can tell you this. If you were in Airbnb right now, the only way you'd be able to get some snacks is for you to get into your car and drive somewhere because you don't have a host. There's no one there to help you. There's no service. There's no maid. There's no nothing. You're on your own. You're in some stranger's house. Stranger danger. All right, let's bang through headlines because Appel's got to Come on, I want to talk some Panthers.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. I pray to God somebody from Edmonton tuned in to find out what the flagship station of the Florida Panthers was talking about 6 hours
before the
game.
Dr. Chuck just texted me. He goes, we're going to stay at an Airbnb in Madrid. Charlie, his son, is in Madrid right now with some friends. Mm-hmm. They're going to drop off groceries the day before we're there even. They're super nice. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Oh, that's beautiful, Chuck.
I mean, could you imagine going to Madrid and staying in someone's house rather than a luxury resort who's there to cater to your every need? It just makes no sense.
Yeah, pile up in one room.
Well, no, get a couple of rooms.
Now we're getting 3-4 rooms. Now what? Spending
well,
spending 20
what
grand?
Are you getting? You're getting a 7-bedroom mansion Airbnb?
No, Airbnb. One of the ones my wife had. I think it has. It's a 3-2, and it's. I think it sleeps like 10.
Yeah, that's what they do all the time too. They go, oh, it sleeps 10, and here's how you do it. Stack 3 folding chairs on top of each other. There's your first bed. If someone wants to sleep in the bathtub, there's your second bed. And we all have an uncle or an aunt who loves to sleep sitting up. There's a lazy boy, you know.
It, 4-2.
It's such garbage.
4-2, 2 in each room, and 1 on the fold-out couch. It could be 10. 2 on the fold.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, you can plant them outside as garden gnomes. You can sleep 30.
Queen, twins, queen, fold out couch.
They used to have it. What they call them, where you would stay and the innkeeper would make breakfast for you.
Bed and breakfast.
Bed and breakfast. Now that's cute. You get a room in someone's house. You do it for a couple nights. They have a nice little homemade breakfast in the morning. You don't have to clean your own sheets. And then someone who owned a bed and breakfast one day went, you know what? The guests should do all this for me. And they created Airbnb.
Your host was getting over on you.
I've rented plenty of Airbnbs. I've stayed at plenty of hotels. I've rented plenty of Airbnbs. And I can tell you, without equivocation, hotels are always a more pleasant experience than an Airbnb. Always.
I like my space.
Hey, it's Phil. Just making sure you guys will be out by 10 tomorrow. We've
I don't know, Phil.
You had your picture on your profile?
Make sure you put the plates and silverware, and if you could just fire up the dishwasher, we'd appreciate that. How's the mulch looking in the back? Oh, it's a little spotty. Hey, in the lawn, there's a little thing. There's mulch underneath there. If you could just remulch around a couple of the trees that are looking spotty, we'd appreciate it. We'll give you a good rating. Thanks, Phil out.
Phil out.
You got to carry your own suitcase, your own luggages up.
I mean,
also,
it's all so stupid.
Some
I got an Airbnb.
So stupid.
I got an Airbnb on the Amalfi Coast. Well, guess what? There's no elevators in these Airbnbs. You got to walk up 70 flights of stairs to get
no
this
bellman.
Beautiful view, which really was just whatever. I've seen it a million times on Instagram. Let's be honest. So now I'm carrying up suitcases, week-long suitcases, up 70 flights of stairs. In dead heat during the Amalfi, Yeah. Yeah.
When my wife went over there, they had like a little donkey with a little cart behind it carrying people up those, I guess it's big hills and stuff you had to climb. And when they tried to put their suitcases in the cart, the people were like, no, because it'll exhaust the donkey. And my wife and her friends were like, the hell with that donkey? Where it's going to exhaust us toting these big ass bags up this hill. And so they walked and put their suitcase on there instead of getting up there themselves. Like,
that's funny.
Yeah, it's going to exhaust the donkey.
We must be talking
real quick.
About...
Can you do headlines in 1 minute?
Yeah. We must be talking about different spots, though, because Amalfi's in Italy. I didn't see any donkeys in Positano. So I don't know. I don't know where you're talking about.
You on the bad side.
Dominic the Donkey, the famous Italian donkey.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Meow.
Hawk and Crowder.
So I had lunch with Appel yesterday. You know, Appel is a big supporter of boneless wings. We've made fun of him. We actually banned him from the show for a while because he went to Anchor Bar in Buffalo, home of the Buffalo Wing, and got boneless wings. And his argument is always, hey, if boneless wings are on the menu, they want you to order boneless wings. We happened to be at Hooters yesterday on Cypress Creek Boulevard. And what do they call their boneless wings now, Josh?
Buffalo chicken bites.
You had to feel a little funny.
Boneless chicken
bites. I was with them. You felt ridiculous ordering buffalo chicken bites, didn't you?
I tried to get you to leave the restaurant.
He did. He wanted to go somewhere else.
Did you say it, or you just pointed to it at the menu?
He said it. They're trying to shame people.
I asked the waitress where I could complain about the naming of the meal incorrectly on the menu. It's really...
By the way...
It's offensive.
I wanted to try... boneless wings are offensive. That's the offensive part. I love that they've given them a proper name, and now they're shaming all you boneless chicken wing orderers. But I wanted to try one. I've only had, like, wings at Hooters. I've never had one of these boneless bites. So
good.
He's got this order. So I go to take one, right? And I pull it up, and I realize... It's very big. I'm taking like the biggest bite. So I put it back.
His fingers, by the way. His fingers.
I put it back and I took a different one, a very small one, and ate it. And Appel, who's a big fella, never ate the one that I touched. He left it there.
Why would he?
My fingers?
That's disgusting.
What am I?
I don't know where those fingers have been.
Where do you think my fingers are? Like just me putting a finger on one of his boneless chicken bites makes that one untouchable?
Yes. You don't touch other people's food, Hawk. This is crazy.
Didn't ask, by the way. Just reached onto my plate. Did not ask.
Well, you know why? Because I knew I was paying based on past lunches.
The right way, Hawk, you would say, hey, Josh, can I taste one of those? He would grab it and give it to you, or you get your fork.
Interesting. Hey, I'm going to try one of these boneless wings or one of these boneless bites.
Did you have a fork?
No, the fingers.
Right, I had one somewhere, but yeah, because they're bites. They're little bites. What do I mean, a fork?
No.
Really?
No. I yell at my kids if they try to reach on my plate. Don't put your hand on my plate.
Interesting.
You get beat up in prison.
I still feel like I was in the right. Oh, I'll take your bite.
Huh?
Oh, we'll throw down in the yard if you want, but I'm going to take your bite if I'm hungry.
You going to reach on somebody's plate in prison?
That's right.
What Hawk leaves out is he eventually ended up having the boneless wing that he also touched and put back. So he ended
up... Because you didn't touch it. You didn't touch it. So I was like, well, I'll eat this one. And by the way, they're so less fulfilling than a wing on a bone. It's comical. Like you don't even know what you're doing as you're eating it. Like there's just no sense. It's so far from eating an actual wing that I'm glad they took wing out of the name, because I couldn't believe that you sat there and you just eat those all day. Like it's just unsatisfying.
Maybe to you.
Maybe
they're great. No, I'm not concerned, everyone.
Hey, Hawk, at a party, do you reach your hand in the chip bag or do you pour the chips on a plate?
I mean, I'm kind of a Rondé on this one. If no one's looking, I'll wait for my windows. I won't, you know, do it while you're looking. But, yeah, I'm definitely grabbing right out of the bowl.
No potlucks for you.
Josh, what's better, a hotel room or an Airbnb?
Hotel room for sure.
For sure. I mean, by a mile. Yeah, the Airbnb is really the boneless wing of the hospitality industry.
Like an Airbnb house. We're not talking about a little apartment. You got a driveway. You got a backyard. You got a kitchen.
And you know where else we have that at home? I'm trying to get away. I'm trying to get away.
Yeah, and then also I have to clean it at the end.
You don't have to clean it.
Yes, you do.
You have to clean an Airbnb?
Yeah, because they're going to grade you. You know what? The hotel doesn't grade me when I leave. Oh, the hotel gave me 5 stars. What? What?
Hey, do they have an Airbnb rewards program? Do I get points and night stayed at an Airbnb? Like, do I marry it? Huh? No.
Bonvoy all day, all night. Give me a mini bar. Give me all the stuff that comes with it. Oh, guess what? TV's not working. Hello, downstairs. TV's not working. Remote's not working. You do that in an Airbnb. They go, yeah, there's a Walmart 3 blocks away. Have fun. Click.
Your own door.
And how do I know that people like Hawk, who reach onto other people's plates with their bare hands, weren't disgustingly staying in the Airbnb before me? Maybe they didn't clean it thoroughly enough, and I'm staying in their filth.
Right, exactly. And by the way, how do you know that the owners aren't creeping underneath the floorboards
while you're trying
to sleep at night?
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, that's right. Cameras, mm-hmm. And they have a labyrinth of tunnels.
Holes right. In the wall.
We'll see. Have a good call. So you're going to be a PA announcer for the Marlins tonight, but you're going to have an eye on the Panthers, I'm guessing.
Oh, absolutely. If I miss a bat, if you're at the game and you hear me miss a batter, it's because I'm watching the Panthers.
All right. Have a good game tonight, Josh.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. Josh Appel, Marlins public address announcer. We are going to listen to Paul Maurice in the next segment when we do Cat Talk. A couple cuts from him talking about tonight.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Crowder, speak the gospel on hockey. Tell him.
Made a puckin' boy.
Hawk and Crowder.
Finally, guys, I have a question for you. So my fiance sent me this picture about an hour ago. She was doing some errands. All right. And somebody left a note on her car. Somebody left a note on her car that reads, "You effing idiot. You hit the door to my Mercedes that I just got repainted. Learn to be considerate." And just a note that she got on her car. The problem is the Mercedes was on the passenger side door, and she is telling me, like, I didn't have a passenger with me, so it couldn't have been my car. So she's like, I'm pissed because that person thinks I did that when I didn't. So my question to you is, would you leave somebody a note on their car without, like, actual evidence that they did something to you? Just out of pure suspicion? Because I've never done that before. Would you leave a note on somebody's car, period?
No.
I mean, if they wrecked my car,
but that's different.
If they wreck your car, you got to call insurance and wait for them to get their tag number. If you ding my car, what's the note going to do? Make you feel bad about yourself? It's a waste of time.
To me, though, and I hate to say this during the show, she's obviously cheating on you and had a passenger.
Huh. Think about Hawk, that.
You're not supposed to do this, Hawk.
She's playing offense. Most people play defense in that spot. That's a heady play. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I don't even know why I got this, because what's going to happen is the guy probably has video of the door opening, but she thinks she's playing offense. Go, and in the meantime, you're going to be, you know, served with some sort of summons. And when this is all sorted out, there's going to be a passenger in her car.
Mm. And Solana, when you get home, get in her car, because it's going to be the front seat's going to be pushed all the way back to the back, because the dude's about 6'4".
Oh, man, that's rough.
Yeah, I can't compete with that.
How tall is Abby again?
Just didn't exactly go the way I had imagined.
And if you see a can of orange Fanta, I'll tell you what that means.
Keep your head on a swivel for some grape soda, Solana.
It's the guess the ethnicity game all over again. Might as well just pack up and leave at that point, Crowder.
No, you the sugar daddy. He's doing the physical work. You paying the bills. You got to know the game. Your kid's going to look like me.
Huh? Funny. So you were running errands, huh? At the Days Inn. Just kidding, Valentina, if you're listening.
We're joking around, ma'am.
Said Fana, huh? Be on the lookout for that.
Are you really in trouble if it's Czech Cola?
Now you got to support everybody.
All right, let's take a break. I got to make a couple calls here. So let's take a break.
You got the location sharer?
That was funny. Turned off right. A couple hours ago, actually. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law
Firm.
The
moment she entered Opa-locka. Has been spending an awful lot of time in Opa-locka.
He got a new church.
She had such a weird take on that Caitlin Clark incident. I really thought she was, man, she really is supportive of Angel Reese during this whole thing, and I didn't see that coming.
Oh, man, Solana.
Just start downloading Tinder right now. I'm done. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover law firm. Your accident.
There's
attorney.
No one who saw this coming. Like, oh, not when Solana launched it up. Not, there, no one could have seen the end to this segment coming.
He's looking out the window, reflecting. Solana, we joking, bro. We're joking.
He gets home. He's with a tape measure in the passenger seat. He's looking at how far back it could be.
Oh. Call some of my friends.
Plot twist, it's just Dan Day.
Plot twist, Jimmy's not in Europe.
That's why his pictures are so up close. Who's taking those pictures? Who's taking those pictures?
There's not a single sight of Europe in any picture that Jimmy has sent me. But I'm seeing eyebrow threading materials in the back.
Those aren't selfies.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover law firm. Partly cloudy. Whatever, man. That's your weather. One person that would never let me down.
He's rattled.
My fiance might cheat on me, but you know who I would never cheat on? It's
don't put that out there. How dare you?
Yeah, after the last 20 minutes.
I intimated. I never said it flat out like that. All right, we got to end it, though, because we got to get out of here. Solana has to get home check his car. Check his girlfriend's car. It's a joke. We covered a lot of ground today, from the Panthers to really just the Panthers. Panthers, Airbnbs, hotels, and cruise ships. And unfortunately, in the first segment of the 5 o'clock hour, Solana and his relationship. I'm sorry. Don't put that out there, Solana. That's terrible. How dare you? Krantz's Corner is coming up, and then you're going to get hockey tonight. Pregame starts at 7, hockey action at 8. We've all got the guts. Cheetah Pompano, Cheetah Palm Beach, couple things to put on the calendar there. Saturday the 29th, UFC 303. No better place to watch a big fight card than Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach. Not too early to start thinking about the 4th of July. Celebrate all day and night at Cheetah Pompano or Palm Beach. Free barbecue, $100 bottle specials as well. Independence Day at the Cheetah. It cannot be beat. And if you want to watch some hockey tonight, there's a big old game. Watch it at Cheetah Pompano with the coldest beer in town. They also have an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch every day till 3 p.m. Happy hour specials till 6. Every day is an amazing day at Cheetah Pompano. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. Get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. Everybody, have a great and safe weekend. Fingers crossed, man. Go Panthers. We will speak with you el lunes.
Check the call log, Solana.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So I had lunch with Appel yesterday. You know, Appel is a big supporter of boneless wings. We've made fun of him. We actually banned him from the show for a while because he went to Anchor Bar in Buffalo, home of the Buffalo Wing, and got boneless wings. And his argument is always, hey, if boneless wings are on the menu, they want you to order boneless wings. We happened to be at Hooters yesterday on Cypress Creek Boulevard. And what do they call their boneless wings now, Josh?
Buffalo chicken bites.
You had to feel a little funny.
Boneless chicken.
You had to feel. Like I was with them. You felt ridiculous ordering buffalo chicken bites, didn't you?
I tried to get you to leave the restaurant.
He did. He wanted to go somewhere else.
Did you say it, or you just pointed to it at the menu?
He said it. They're trying to shame people. Like, they're trying to shame people.
I asked the waitress where I could complain about the naming of the meal incorrectly on the menu. It's really.
By the way,
it's offensive.
I wanted to try it. Boneless wings are offensive. That's the offensive part.
No.
I love that they've given them a proper name, and now they're shaming all you boneless chicken wing orderers. But I wanted to try one. I've only had like wings at Hooters. I've never had one of these boneless bites. So
good.
He's got this order. So I go to take one, right? And I pull it up and I realize it's very big. I'm taking like the biggest bite. So
he
I put it back.
His fingers, by the way. His fingers.
Goodness. I put it back, and I took a different one, a very small one, and ate it. And Appel, who's a big fella, never ate the one that I touched. He left it there.
Why would he?
My fingers?
That's disgusting.
What am I?
I don't know where those fingers have been.
Where do you think my fingers are? Like, just me putting a finger on one of his boneless chicken bites? Makes that one untouchable?
Yes. You don't touch other people's food, Hawk. This is crazy.
Didn't ask, by the way. Just reached onto my plate. Did not ask.
Well, you know why? Because I knew I was paying based on past lunches.
The right way, Hawk, you would say, "Hey Josh, can I taste one of those?" He would grab it and give it to you, or you get your fork.
Interesting. I did say, "Hey, I'm gonna try one of these boneless wings or one of these boneless bites."
Did you have a fork?
No, you used fingers.
Right, I had one somewhere, but yeah, because they're bites. They're little bites. What do I mean, a fork?
No.
Really?
No. I yell at my kids if they try to reach on my plate. Don't put your hand on my plate.
Interesting.
You get beat up in prison.
I still feel like I was in the right. Oh, I'll take your bite.
Huh?
Oh, we'll throw down in the yard if you want, but I'm going to take your bite if I'm hungry.
You going to reach on somebody's plate in prison?
That's right.
What Hawk leaves out is he eventually ended up having the boneless wing that he also touched and put back. So he ended
up because you didn't touch it.
Why would
I? So I was like, well, I'll eat this one. And by the way, they're so less fulfilling than a wing on a bone. It's comical. Like you don't even know what you're doing as you're eating it. Like there's just no sense. It's so far from eating an actual wing that I'm glad they took wing out of the name, because I couldn't believe that you sat there and you just eat those all day. Like it's just unsatisfying.
Maybe to you.
Everyone.
Me, they're great. No, I'm not so certain, everyone.
Hey, Hawk, at a party, do you reach your hand in the chip bag or do you pour the chips on a plate?
I mean, I'm kind of a Rondé on this one. If no one's looking, I'll wait for my windows. I won't, do it while you're looking. But, yeah, I'm definitely grabbing right out of the bowl.
No potlucks for you.
Josh, what's better, a hotel room or an Airbnb?
Hotel room for sure.
For sure. I mean, by a mile. Yeah, Airbnb is really the boneless wing of the hospitality industry.
like an Airbnb house. We're not talking about a little apartment. You got a driveway. You got a backyard. You got a kitchen.
You know where else we have that at home? I'm trying to get away. I'm trying to get away.
Yeah, and then also I have to clean it at the end.
You don't have to clean it.
Yes, you do.
You have to clean an Airbnb?
Yeah, because they're going to grade you. You know what? The hotel doesn't grade me when I leave. Oh, the hotel gave me 5 stars. What?
Hey, do they have an Airbnb rewards program? Do I get points and night stayed at an Airbnb? Like, do I marry it? Huh? No.
Bonvoy all day, all night. Give me a mini bar. Give me all the stuff that comes with it. Oh, guess what? TV's not working. Hello, downstairs. TV's not working. Remote's not working. You do that in an Airbnb. They go, yeah, there's a Walmart 3 blocks away. Have fun. Click.
Your own door.
And how do I know that people like Hawk, who reach onto other people's plates with their bare hands, weren't disgustingly staying in the Airbnb before me? Maybe they didn't clean it thoroughly enough, and I'm staying in their filth.
Right, exactly. And by the way, how do you know that the owners aren't creeping underneath the floorboards
while you're
trying to sleep at night?
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, that's right. Cameras, and they have a labyrinth of tunnels.
Holes right. in the wall.
We'll see. Have a good call. So you're going to be a PA announcer for the Marlins tonight, but you're going to have an eye on the Panthers, I'm guessing.
Oh, absolutely. If I miss a bat, if you're at the game and you hear me miss a batter, it's because I'm watching the Panthers.
All right. Have a good game tonight, Josh.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. Josh Appel, Marlins public address announcer. We are going to listen to Paul Maurice in the next segment when we do Cat Talk. A couple cuts from him talking about tonight.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Crowder, speak the gospel on hockey. Tell him.
Made a puckin' boy.
Hawk and Crowder.
Finally, guys, I have a question for you. So my fiance sent me this picture about an hour ago. She was doing some errands. All right. And somebody left a note on her car. Somebody left a note on her car that reads, "You effing idiot. You hit the door to my Mercedes that I just got repainted. Learn to be considerate." And just a note that she got on her car. The problem is the Mercedes was on the passenger side door, and she is telling me, like, I didn't have a passenger with me, so it couldn't have been my car. So she's like, "I'm pissed because that person thinks I did that when I didn't." So my question to you is, would you leave somebody a note on their car without, like, actual evidence that they did something to you? Just out of pure suspicion? Because I've never done that before. Would you leave a note on somebody's car, period?
No.
I mean,
no.
If they wrecked my car,
but that's different.
If they wreck your car, you got to call insurance and wait for them to get their tag number. If you leave my car, what's the note going to do? Make you feel bad about yourself? It's a waste of time.
To me, though, and I hate to say this during the show, she's obviously cheating on you and had a passenger.
Huh. Think about that.
You're not supposed to do this, Hawk.
She's playing offense. Most people play defense in that spot. That's a heady play. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, oh, I don't even know why I got this, because what's going to happen is the guy probably has video of the door opening, but she thinks she's playing offense. Go, and in the meantime, you're going to be, served with some sort of summons. And when this is all sorted out, mm-hmm. there's going to be a passenger in her car.
Mm. And Solana, when you get home, get in her car, because it's going to be the front seat's going to be pushed all the way back to the back, because the dude's about 6'4".
Oh, man, that's rough.
Yeah, I can't compete with that.
How tall is Abby again?
This didn't exactly go the way I had imagined.
And if you see a can of orange Fanta, I'll tell you what that means.
Keep your head on a swivel for some grape soda, Solana.
It's the guess the ethnicity game all over again. Might as well just pack up and leave at that point, Crowder.
No, you the sugar daddy. He's doing the physical work. You paying the bills. You got to know the game. Your kid's going to look like me.
Funny. So you were running errands, huh? At the Days Inn. Just kidding, Valentina, if you're listening.
We're joking around, ma'am.
Said Fanta, huh? Be on the lookout for
that. Well, you're really in trouble if it's Czech Cola.
Now you got to support everybody.
All right, let's take a break. I got to make a couple calls here. So let's take a break.
You got the location sharer?
That was turned off a couple hours ago, actually. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm.
The moment she entered Opa-locka. Has been spending an awful lot of time in Opa-locka.
She got a new church.
She had such a weird take on that Caitlin Clark incident. I really thought she was, man, she really is supportive of Angel Reese during this whole thing, and I didn't see that coming.
Oh, man, Solana.
Just start downloading Tinder right now. I'm done. Weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Your accident.
There's no one who saw this coming. Not when Solana launched it up. No one could have seen the end to this segment coming.
He's looking. looking out the window, reflecting. Solano, we joking, bro. We're joking.
He gets home. He's with a tape measure in the passenger seat. He's looking at how far back it could be.
Oh, call some of my friends.
Plot twist, it's just Dan Day.
Plot twist, Jimmy's not in Europe.
That's why his pictures are so up close. Who's taking those pictures? Who's taking those pictures?
There's not a single sight of Europe in any picture that Jimmy has sent me. But I'm seeing eyebrow threading materials in the back.
Those aren't selfies.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover law firm. Partly cloudy. Whatever, man. That's your weather. One person that would never let me down.
He's rattled.
My fiance might cheat on me, but you know who I would never cheat on? It's
don't put that out there. How dare you?
Yeah, after the last 20 minutes.
I intimated. I never said it flat out like that. All right, we got to end it, though, because we got to get out of here. Solana has to get home and check his car. Check his girlfriend's car. It's a joke. We covered a lot of ground today, from the Panthers to really just the Panthers. Panthers, Airbnbs, hotels, and cruise ships. And unfortunately, in the first segment of the 5 o'clock hour, Solana and his relationship. I'm sorry. Don't put that out there, Solana. That's terrible. How dare you? Krantz's Corner is coming up, and then you're going to get hockey tonight. Pregame starts at 7, hockey action at 8. We've all got the guts. Cheetah Pompano, Cheetah Palm Beach, couple things to put on the calendar there. Saturday the 29th, UFC 303. No better place to watch a big fight card than Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach. Not too early to start thinking about the 4th of July. Celebrate all day and night at Cheetah Pompano or Palm Beach. Free barbecue, $100 bottle specials as well. Independence Day at the Cheetah. It cannot be beat. And if you want to watch some hockey tonight, there's a big old game. Watch it at Cheetah Pompano with the coldest beer in town. They also have an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch every day till 3 p.m. Happy hour specials till 6. Every day is an amazing day at Cheetah Pompano. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. Get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. Everybody, have a great and safe weekend. Fingers crossed, man. Go Panthers. We will speak with you el lunes.
Check the call log, Solana.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Finally, guys, I have a question for you. So my fiance sent me this picture about an hour ago. She was doing some errands. Right. And somebody left a note on her car. Somebody left a note on her car that reads, "You effing idiot. You hit the door to my Mercedes that I just got repainted. Learn to be considerate." And just a note that she got on her car. The problem is the Mercedes was on the passenger side door, and she is telling me, like, I didn't have a passenger with me, so it couldn't have been my car. So she's like, "I'm pissed because that person thinks I did that when I didn't." So my question to you is, would you leave somebody a note on their car without, like, actual evidence that they did something to you? Just out of pure suspicion? Because I've never done that before. Would you leave a note on somebody's car, period?
No.
I mean,
no.
If they wrecked my car, if they...
But that's different.
If they wreck your car, you got to call insurance and wait for them to get their tag number. If you leave my car, what's the note going to do? Make you feel bad about yourself? It's a waste of time.
To me, though, and I hate to say this during the show, she's obviously cheating on you and had a passenger.
Huh. Think about Hawk, that.
You're not supposed to do this, Hawk.
She's playing offense. Most people play defense in that spot. That's a heady play. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, "Oh, I don't even know why I got this," because what's going to happen is the guy probably has video of the door opening, but she thinks she's playing offense. And in the meantime, you're going to be, served with some sort of summons. And when this is all sorted out, there's going to be a passenger in her car.
Mm. And Solana, when you get home, get in her car because it's going to be the front seat's going to be pushed all the way back to the back because the dude's about 6'4".
Oh, man, that's rough.
Yeah, I can't compete with that.
How tall is Abby again?
This didn't exactly go the way I had imagined.
And if you see a can of orange Fanta, I'll tell you what that means.
Keep your head on a swivel for some grape soda, Solana.
It's the guess the ethnicity game all over again. Might as well just pack up and leave at that point, Crowder.
No, you the sugar daddy. He's doing the physical work. You pay him the bills. You got to know the game. Your kid's going to look like me.
Funny. So you were running errands, huh? At the Days Inn. Just kidding, Valentina, if you're listening.
We're joking around, ma'am.
Said Fanta, huh? Be on the lookout for that.
Well, you're really in trouble if it's Czech Cola.
Because now you got to support everybody.
All right, let's take a break. I got to make a couple calls here. So let's take a break.
You got the location sharer?
That was turned off a couple hours ago, actually. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm.
The moment she entered Opa-locka. Has been spending an awful lot of time in Opa-locka.
You got a new church.
She had such a weird take on that Caitlin Clark incident. I really thought she was Man, she really is supportive of Angel Reese during this whole thing, and I didn't see that coming.
Oh, man, Solana.
Just start downloading Tinder right now. I'm done. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover law firm. Your accident.
There's no one who saw this coming. Like, oh my God. Not when Solana launched it up. Not, there, no one could have seen the end to this segment coming.
He's looking out the window, reflecting. Solana, we joking, bro. We're joking.
He gets home. He's with a tape measure in the passenger seat. He's looking at how far back it could be.
Oh, call some of my friends.
Plot twist, it's just Dan Day.
Plot twist, Jimmy's not in Europe.
That's why his pictures are so up close. Who's taking those pictures? Who's taking those pictures?
There's not a single sight of Europe in any picture that Jimmy has sent me. But I'm seeing eyebrow threading materials in the back.
Those aren't selfies.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover law firm. Partly cloudy. Whatever, man. That's your weather. One person that would never let me down.
He's rattled.
My fiance might cheat on me, but you know who I would never cheat on? It's
don't put that out there. How dare you?
Yeah, after the last 20 minutes.
I intimated. I never said it flat out like that. All right, we got to end it, though, because we got to get out of here. Solana has to get home and check his car. Check his girlfriend's car. It's a joke. We covered a lot of ground today, from the Panthers to really just the Panthers. Panthers, Airbnbs, hotels, and cruise ships. And unfortunately, in the first segment of the 5 o'clock hour, Solana and his relationship. I'm sorry. Don't put that out there, Solana. That's terrible. How dare you? Krantz's Corner is coming up, and then you're going to get hockey tonight. Pregame starts at 7, hockey action at 8. We've all got the guts. Cheetah Pompano, Cheetah Palm Beach, couple things to put on the calendar there. Saturday the 29th, UFC 303. No better place to watch a big fight card than Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach. Not too early to start thinking about the 4th of July. Celebrate all day and night at Cheetah Pompano or Palm Beach. Free barbecue, $100 bottle specials as well. Independence Day at the Cheetah. It cannot be beat. And if you want to watch some hockey tonight, there's a big old game. Watch it at Cheetah Pompano with the coldest beer in town. They also have an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch every day till 3 p.m. Happy hour specials till 6. Every day is an amazing day at Cheetah Pompano. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. Get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. Everybody, have a great and safe weekend. Fingers crossed, man. Go Panthers. We will speak with you el lunes.
Check the call log, Solana.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.